Welcome back to the Prime Meats podcast.
Damn, you did that like a news show.
Live on the radio.
Live through your speaker systems.
Live on the beats. Asian Jesus.
Yo, yo. Big Pork.
Big Pork?
That's my rap name, Big Pork.
Big Meat? Big Pork?
Big Meat, that sounds too sexual.
Pork could too.
Yeah, but like...
I'm going to pork you.
Yeah, but Big Pork is just like, yeah, what's up, I'm Big Pork.
Yeah.
And Big Meat is just sexual.
Are you coming to the My Kitchen Rules event this Sunday?
I am.
Dope.
How did this event come
about? All right, so for a long time, we as a friend group would have, when we go to Ben's and watch him cook, we watch him cook poorly. Yeah. And we make fun of him. And since then... I have always thought about doing like a My Kitchen Rules type event where we all cook
different
shit and then we eat. And then there was also apparently a movie night planned, so then we just combined all of the ideas.
One of these movie nights that have been planned that we find out 5 minutes before.
Yeah, I have been meaning to watch La La Land with Ben and Will from Brisbane.
Uh-huh.
And then it became... Dumbass. Just had a warhead. And then it became where I'm watching La La Land with Ben and the twins.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of them haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked about the kitchen, the bake off. And they thought it was cool, so we're doing it now.
Oh yeah.
And we're gonna cook immaculate.
Who are you cooking with?
I'm cooking with Ben, so basically I'm cooking alone.
But I thought about cooking with you, but Ben already took you.
Ben did already take me.
Because I think me and you on a team together just would have been right.
It would have gone hard.
But we're competing against each other like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, we are. It would have been smurfing, and now it's a battle.
I think Truy and I are goated on drinks.
Yeah, drinks is kind of a... I think we're all going to pay a little for the drinks because that's like the most expensive one.
It was either that, which meant, or we'll do mocktails.
Or we do mocktails.
Just so it's not...
I think someone was saying no Dezo drivers. We're all just going to sleep on Ben's floor.
I don't want to sleep at Ben's.
Well... yeah. Fair enough.
Can you blame a man?
No, that is fair enough. Did you see, have you seen any of the presidential debate?
I've seen a little bit, yes.
Have you seen Joe fumble? He fumbled
bad. I've seen him hit the 1,000-yard stare, just kind of standing there. Just
yeah, and he had things he could have said, and he was just like, stare. I didn't watch all of it. I watched bits and pieces of it.
Man.
That they put on the news.
Imagine just choosing between those two.
You couldn't.
You couldn't.
I think the news people said there was a poll. I don't know who they polled, but it was like 70-something% do not think Joe has the cognitive ability to be a president.
Yeah.
And then 50% think the same for Donald Trump. So then it should just be neither of them is picked, but I don't know. It's kind of fucked.
Because there are other choices, but realistically.
Yeah.
There's Robert F. Kennedy. Who keeps appearing on my...
Is that his son?
Is he a son or a grandson?
I don't know. I don't really... I don't know. I feel like he...
But he appears on my TikTok all the time.
I feel like based on how old a president can be, he could be a son.
Yeah. Let's see.
Dude, you know what fucking appears on the... Well, I don't have TikTok, but on the YouTube reel is the Tyler dance. Have you seen that shit?
I've heard about it, but...
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it, no.
I couldn't do it. I think it's too technical.
Damn.
It's a lot of bum movement. A lot of moving the ass.
He is nephew of John F. Kennedy.
Oh. Does he just get the tag like that, though? It's like
he,
that easy?
He gets the producer tag.
Damn. I don't think he should be allowed to have the gamer tag if he's a nephew.
His occupations are environmental lawyer, writer, and anti-vaccine activist.
Jesus Christ. What a mix.
Wow.
He has the power to brainwash and manipulate.
He's on his third wife.
Man, that's white people shit. What up?
Well,
dude, divorce is such a white idea, is it not?
Yeah. I don't know.
No.
I don't know the history of divorce. I'm not aware.
I divorced my fifth wife and I listen to Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen.
Okay, but Morgan Wallen kind of slaps.
Morgan Wallen. Dude, how is he at the top of the charts for so long? Morgan Wallen.
The top of the country charts.
No, he was top of like the top 100 albums with his album for like a fucking while. I can't remember what it's called. It's the one that looks like the Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I at work, I just kind of me and the all the other boys were there for like 10 hours straight.
Yeah.
So we were just I just got to the point where I was walking around Morgan Wallen, Morgan Wallen. I fingered my bomb to Morgan Wallen, and I was doing and I was running that and. It was very fun. And then I put it on and I was just like, you know what? This makes sense.
It's very just...
it makes sense that it got to the top and stayed there because it's different to normal country.
Yeah.
There's more words in it.
It's modern country.
Yeah. It's like a little bit more complex.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever listen to it ever again.
But it still hits those country notes of my truck, my wife. I think I miss my wife.
It made me want to go home and drink alcohol.
Yeah, they do that.
But I didn't do that to be because I had to wake up really early. Because I've been running and my legs hurt. Running every day.
You copied me.
What did I do?
You got a Pokemon card.
Yeah, I didn't know where to put it. And it was like a bet. So I put it my Toxicroak EX Pokemon card in the back of my phone. Because it was sitting on my desk and bending, so I was yep. like, because of the weather. Fuck the weather. My clothes were drying for like a week last week.
Yeah.
I hate
this game. If I start whimpering.
What?
I've been coughing all week.
Oh, right.
Or more than a week, and now my ribs are very sore.
Yeah, if he starts whimpering, I'm not doing anything to do that.
No, actually, I don't like that message, because what if he is doing something?
Yeah. Morgan Wallen! Morgan Wallen! Morgan Wallen!
Why?
I don't know. I just thought about it. And then I thought about how he stayed on top for so long and it didn't make any sense to me.
Well,
and then I just, Morgan Wallen!
Shibuzi is still at the top.
Who the fuck is that?
He does the Umbar song, Tipsy.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one about the whiskey straight? No, that's Hozier, isn't it?
Yeah.
How does that go?
I'm not gonna sing it. Let me.
You can just say the words. I might know it.
No, but I can't even really remember the words.
So I invented an idea in my head.
Baby, what a Birkin. She been telling me.
Telling all that long. I have no idea.
Really?
Nope.
What if I go to the?
And then, so imagine, right? It's a carnival. It's an amusement
Somebody
park.
Somebody pour me a double shot of whiskey.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a carnival ride. It's an attraction. And what it does is it puts you in a big ball and then it trebuchets you across the country. And then you like land. Wait, would you be fine if you landed in the ocean after getting trebucheted 500 kilometers?
Well, how fast are you traveling? Because the impact in the water would probably kill you.
Even if you're like in a protective ball?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, oh, no. Protective ball, and then there's a button, and you press it, and it shoots you out, and you have a parachute. Boom! Boom!
So it is going to shoot you out the right direction, even though it's a ball?
Yeah, it has gyroscope.
It's going to shoot you out?
Yep. Shoot you up, and you have a parachute, and it works. But parachute, not a fake one.
Wait, is it shooting you out before you hit the water?
Yeah.
What about the inertia? Because you're traveling.
Oh, and you keep moving, yeah. But then the parachute. So you fly, shoot up, and then you fly a bit more. Have you seen
Man, they got to get us to work on the rockets,
right? And then you land in North Korea and you complete the mission. And you,
I think, if you're a lone paratrooper in South Korea, you're being shot down instantly.
In North Korea, you mean?
Yeah. Where did I say?
You said South. That one's chill.
I think South as well. I think if you paratroop into any country, you're getting shot down.
No. Have you
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of the guy base jumping? He like jumps off a mountain and he like squirrels and he starts gliding.
Yeah.
And then he pulls a parachute.
Yeah.
It would be like that.
But those are Red Bull athletes.
Not all of them. Some of them are marine.
Monster athletes.
Scary marines.
Yeah, but they would have been training for years.
Is part of marine training being able to eat like a human leg?
I think that's against it. I think making sure you don't eat someone's leg.
No, but you learn how to kill people.
Yeah.
And then they would also teach you how to survive on an island where you eat a guy.
I don't think the Marines would be too happy if you ate another man or another person in general.
What if they're dead? What if you eat cadaver?
But that's cannibalism anyway.
That's chill. People do that all the time.
I don't think it's that chill.
Animals do it.
I'm going to be brave and say I don't think cannibalism's chill.
No, why are you taking such a crazy stance?
I'm taking such a crazy stance.
Cannibalism is based. Real. Now, where it is crazy is when you eat the brain. If you eat the brain, you become insane.
Mad cow disease.
Yep. Insane in the brain.
In the membrane. Red,
that's what I was about to say. Where's that from?
Insane in the membrane. That's a song.
It is?
That's part of a song. It's not a producer tag, but it's like an entrance.
Oh, okay, right. An intro.
So? I don't think anything has happened interesting in the past 2 weeks.
Why is that?
I was kidding.
Wait, what has happened that has been interesting?
There's been a lot of insane news articles in the past 2 weeks.
You're going to have to tell me what they are. I don't listen to the news.
Disrespect kids. Dr. Disrespect.
Oh, right. No, I do know about that, actually.
Oh, it'd be insane if you didn't.
Would it?
Yes, because you're on Twitter.
Oh, that is a fair point.
What else happened?
I can't find the thing I want to find. We don't want to talk about Dr. Disrespect and the kids.
It's just like, damn, bro.
Wait, we didn't talk about it last time, did we?
No, we didn't.
He was mysteriously banned from Twitch years ago, and no one said why, and he didn't say why.
Yeah.
And then it was odd,
because it was like their biggest streamer.
It was. And then he went to go on to a different streaming site, I think.
Yeah.
Went to YouTube?
Or did he go to Mixer first?
I think he did both. He got the bag from both.
Damn, remember when Mixer was a thing?
Is it this? That is not what I was looking for. It's the clip where he misses, and then the guy's like, stop, after he spits one bar.
So, Miles has just sent me a very interesting message. And it's like, if we're ever in a do or die situation, play this song, and I'll get infinite cursed energy for 4 minutes and 11 seconds.
It's a good song.
And it's Pick Up the Phone
by Travis Scott, Quavo, and
Young Thug.
Fair enough. I went and listened to Jack Boys this week because I was like, I haven't listened to Jack Boys. Jack Boys is good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just wish... You know what? No, I think it's fine. It's all good.
It's all good. It's...
Dude, Pop Smoke's on it.
Oh, wow.
On the last... Yeah. Wow. Which is a surprise out of nowhere. Okay, new music that came out this week.
Yes.
Lil Yachty and James Blake dropped Bad Cameo.
Okay.
And How was it?
How was it?
It was alright. I think I need more time to digest it because it's like all of the psychedelic-y aspects out of the Let's Start Here album, but it's just the psychedelic-y sung out trippy bit.
Yeah.
I knew Julian would hate it because he likes fast paced hard songs.
Yeah.
And I went to him and I'm like, hey, and he's like, it's horrible, right? And I was like, I mean, I wouldn't say it's horrible. It's just like you need to be in the mood for it.
I find Julian is either it's very good or it's the worst thing known to man.
Yeah, he likes what he likes.
Is how he will describe something. And I find that nothing wrong with it, but I find it funny.
It is kind of funny. Baldy James dropped Across the Tracks with Conductor Williams. I really like that. I think it's a 10. Just off rip. I've listened to it like 4 times. Rip. Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot. There was other things. Oh, Chanel Tress dropped an album. I didn't really like it. I like him on all of his features, but I was expecting too much from it, and it just wasn't. It was just like club music that he kind of spoke over, and I wish it really wasn't that.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's all of the things that really stuck out to me that came out. My favorite tracks off of Across the Tracks are Undisputed, The Old Switcheroo, and Stamps in the Middle. But the whole album, I think, is lovely. I have it all saved. Like, Conductor snapped on it. He really did. Very nice job.
Did nice, felt good.
He did very nice, yeah. He did his standard. He normally does pretty damn well. What am I fucking looking for? Is Drake ever going to recover? Are people just going to ignore what happened and move on?
I think, yeah, she's going to be drops. Like how Logan Paul filmed a dead guy. It'd always be in the back of the mind.
Yeah.
But it'll just be a constant.
I don't know if I'd... For some reason, in my opinion, I don't see him coming back. But that's just me because I don't like him.
Which is crazy, because...
And I never really did.
Imagine
either.
If Dr. Disrespect comes back in like 8 months and starts streaming again.
He probably will.
He probably would.
He's taking... His break is undecided on how long it is. Indefinite.
He cheated on his wife.
Yeah, famously.
Yeah.
That came out too, sorry.
Lupe
Fiasco Samurai. Which he announced the day after it came out. It is a battle rap album it is from the perspective of if Amy Winehouse was a battle rapper.
What?
Did you follow that?
Yeah.
And not knowing that, and I listened to it, good album.
Good
it's
album.
Like over Nujabes style beats.
Yeah.
It's bars, it's lyrical. I did not get any inclination it had anything to do with Amy Winehouse, but apparently it does.
Well, no, that is an interesting little...
Sorry, I just remember that and I had to say it. You were saying something, I did cut you off.
I can't even remember what I was saying.
Oh, whoops. Oh, it was about Drake and Dr. Disrespect.
He probably will be back.
I don't want Drake to come back.
No, but he's been doing features.
He has been.
So?
I don't know. I never liked him, and then the whole Kendrick Drake thing was just a reason for me to solidify not liking him.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that also came out. Did I show you the Shaquille O'Neal album?
What?
The cool thing about it, right, it's called You Can't Stop the Rain. Title track, look at that feature.
The Notorious B.I.G.
Biggie's on the track. Fucking Shaq.
Shit.
And like, this isn't like a new thing. Shaq has been making albums since 93. But like,
whoa!
I don't know if I don't I haven't listened to it yet because I just don't want it to be an AI feature from Biggie, and then I'm just gonna be sad. Ugh.
Well, it's like it'll either be that or just
a really old one that wasn't meant to be for him, or maybe it was. I don't know why he'd wait so long to drop it though.
Ugh. Well, maybe he's just gotten the license to do it now.
The license
or the. Copyright. He can now use the Biggie.
He has enough clout.
Yeah.
Right.
Or he can. They're now letting people sample Biggie.
Oh, because enough time has passed.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be that. I don't know. But okay, that is interesting.
Yeah.
I do. Because he also does that. He does DJing.
He does. He is DJ Shaq Diesel.
I'm a sleepy little bear.
I'm also sleepy. I had a shit day. I just had a thing of ice cream to make myself feel better, and it didn't help.
Damn.
Like,
it was a shit day.
Today and yesterday, all I've wanted to do was go and buy running shoes. I physically haven't been able to. And I could have today, but the person picking me up did not take me home immediately. So I did not have time to go to the shops and buy them.
Oh.
And then I go on my run today late because I got home late. So the sun had already set and it was just dark.
Yeah.
And my shoes broke.
Oh, that is...
Like, they're old and they deserve to break, but like...
Yeah, still, it is...
Like, the whole toe sole part just came disconnected. And like, I had to walk the last half K of my fucking run. Ah!
You've been running.
I have been. I've been running every day, and I've been trying to figure out... I'm going to keep running every day, but I feel like I shouldn't be, but I will keep doing it.
Well, it depends how long of a distance you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I suppose. Think, yeah, you can do like 10, 15, but as long as you're not doing like marathon distances each day.
Isn't a marathon 40?
Yeah, or half marathon.
Dude, people who are able to do full marathons are not cool.
They're not cool?
No.
Why are they not cool?
Because they take so much time to train for. They take so long. It basically means you have so much disposable income that you don't have to work a job. Because your job is training for and doing the marathon. If you have the time to be able to train and do all of the shit...
I think there are a lot of marathon runners who also work full-time.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. They're all rich fucking people. They have to be. And therefore, I don't like them.
They just run. They've been running like all their lives, I'm guessing. Or like, it's been years of training.
Maybe.
But yeah, no, if you're like competitive, then yeah. Obviously don't work full time. But if you're just a normal bloke who likes to run and do marathons.
No, I still don't fuck with them. Well, also,
I don't fuck with runners in general.
Okay. Whatever.
I don't
fuck with our listeners. Because majority of them are from America. And I have put my line in the ground, a hard stance. I don't like Americans. And I'm talking to you.
And this is why I didn't let you meet my family.
Guy from... No, but your family are fine. Guy well, from yeah. fucking...
Well, then you're just... You're not true to your...
Guy from fucking California. Yeah, but they have the mind... They have the peace of minds to travel.
Yeah, well, there are Americans who have traveled. So you're saying just because they've come to Australia, they're better.
Yeah, that's true.
Australia is not that much better than America.
I think it's still better.
Not by much.
I won't get shot by going to school.
You don't go to school.
Yeah, I do. I go to uni.
That's a different...
I still call it going to school. I still have. Still do. Still do. I won't get shot in the street here. It's a fucking a lot less likely.
It's a lot less likely.
Yeah.
But what if I slide on you? I slide on the block.
Yeah, well, there's not much I can do about that. Vote. Is voting being optional bad?
Because I don't know. Most countries have optional voting. Almost.
Really?
Like, developed. I think voting is optional in the UK.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Aren't our political systems based on each other's?
I think a lot of countries are based on...
Britain. I don't know. I feel like optional voting's fucked because you have to brainwash the fuck out of your supporters to make them come and vote. If they're anywhere close to being on the fence, they're not going to. You need to polarize the people. I don't know the exact fucking word. I'm planning on committing insurance fraud. What up? Do you support me in my endeavors to commit insurance fraud?
Why are you doing insurance fraud?
To get a new phone. I went through the product description and basically I needed to just not work anymore and it'd be an accident. So like, I dropped a hammer on it, oops, and it's like, fucked. I don't know. I need to come up with like a believable scenario. Because originally I was going to put it against the curb and just kick it in half. But I don't know how to explain that as an accident.
Yeah.
So like, oh no, a car ran over it and there was a rock. Like, there's nothing.
Oh, no.
So I need to come up with a strategy. Yeah, is voting mandatory in Britain?
No, it's not.
What the fuck?
The only countries it's mandatory is Brazil, Australia, Singapore, Peru, Bolivia, Nauru, Thailand, Swiss Canton.
What?
Or Swash face, I don't know.
Did you say Swiss Canton?
Yes. Okay. Belgium, Luxembourg, Turkey, Cyprus, Chile... Liechtenstein, Fiji, Ecuador, Paraguay, Panama, Greece, Argentina, Egypt, Honduras, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Mexico.
Those are all great countries until you said, how the fuck do they enforce voting in Mexico? The cartel runs that place. It's probably corrupt.
But yeah.
You know, I hope the old there was an old fact that Coca-Cola was more healthy than the drinking water in Mexico. I hope that's not true anymore, because that sounds miserable.
Damn, it's also got their like their enforcement, like the consequences if you do.
Yeah, as is like a fine, right?
Yeah, so we're in the very strict. We're in the toppest level of enforcement.
I think that's the way it should be.
The highest level. In the next level down in Bolivia, if people don't vote, citizens cannot make a bank transactions up to 3 months after polling day if they fail to provide proof of voting.
So they just don't get the bank anymore.
Yeah, they can't use
for the whole thing. Wait, for 3 months or forever? So like during the 3 month period or after forever?
Sorry.
That's okay.
3 months after polling day.
So after
for 3 months after polling day.
Ah, it's easy. Just pull all my bread out. Would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
You can vote for others.
Yeah, but this is an ultimatum. You have to pick one of the two dickheads.
Biden.
Okay.
It sits better with my conscience.
But he's like 10% functional.
Yeah, but I don't want to vote for an actual racist.
You reckon, dude, Joe Biden's racist too.
Or a sex offender.
You reckon Joe Biden can still get hard? What was that sound?
Oh, that was just such an odd...
Well, I'd assume he can't. I don't think so. Yeah, okay.
Like most men his age.
What, can Donald Trump? Isn't Donald Trump really close in age to him?
Yeah, like they're not, well...
So why is Joe a vegetable? Poor guy.
Well, they've done brain scans. He doesn't have dementia.
Oh, why is and he like
a
that
lot
then?
A lot of the videos of him, like, staring off into nothing, there is a crowd that the camera's cut off.
And he is, so he's just staring at the crowd.
Yeah, no, so he's just, like, looking and waving at a crowd, and because it's Fox News reporting on it, they cut out the crowd.
CNN like him?
No, CNN also, a lot of... It makes a lot of money just to push the objective
that they're both bad.
Oh, don't get me wrong, he can be a space cadet sometimes, but...
It's astronaut in the ocean.
I think quite a bit of it can be blown out of proportion.
Okay. So should I give Morgan Wallen another chance?
I don't know. I think if you don't like country in general, then there's no point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's no point making yourself listen to her.
I've listened to three songs of his. After that DJ thing that happened at the party, my Spotify algorithm has been irreversibly cursed. And it just keeps being like on my day list, my AI day list. It's like country night. And it's like, no, it's not fucking country night. What do you think this is?
It just gives me like the same days over and over again.
Really?
Yeah.
I think mine got a little unique. I've got Cuddly Clean Girl Tuesday Evening. And I don't really know what that means.
What's mine?
It's just like zesty R&B stuff.
Fair enough. Bro's feeling a little bit zesty.
Yeah, there's some Tyler and Frank in here. Brent Fayaz. SZA. Steve Lacy. Bro, I need the JID album to come out. I know there's no singles out, so it's gonna not be out for ages, but JID is gonna he's gonna fuck shit up.
He's gonna go crazy?
Yeah. Alright, you know I would go hard?
What?
I was talking about it, it's like a Mexican style Euros. Or like a Spanish or Portuguese style Euros. And
that would be good.
Yeah. That's one of the ideas we've had.
Chill gaming background Tuesday evening.
And that's just soundtracks because, on there?
No, it's just the Nintendo jazz. Right. Just because of fucking playing Elden Ring.
Yeah, I can't wait. I don't even think it's going to be finished downloading by the time I get home. It had 40 gigs left on the download.
I had a lot of fun playing Elden Ring yesterday.
Are you up to the DLC bit?
Yeah, I'm on the DLC.
Hmm. Dude, and if I want to buy that, it's another $60.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
Well, I think, oh, see, for $120 for that and the DLC, the value for money is insane.
You know what? Which
is good. It's what games should be like.
Yeah, I'm probably going to enjoy it. It's probably going to take me forever because I'm only going to play it in short sessions. Which Ben thought was crazy. He's like, if you're having fun, keep playing it. But I'm like, I don't really play games anymore, was what I was trying to tell him. And I don't think he understood that. I very rarely...
I think you could be dragged back into the pit.
I don't think I could. My sleep schedule doesn't permit it with my work schedule. I don't think.
But what about when that work schedule's finished?
I'm going to work until the day I die, probably. No, not true, actually. I'm going to be in a band when I retire.
Why band?
Because Ben and Will.
Ah.
And yeah, I'm going to play the bass. And Will is going to play the saxophone. It's going to be a gay little band. And then Ben's going to play the drums. And it's going to be jazz. Ben would
play the drums.
Well, it's the only thing he can do because I don't think he can play piano. And by the time we're retirement age, he definitely won't be able to learn how to play piano.
But what if you're all geriatric and you can't move like you did before?
Who, me or him?
All of yous.
Well, then I'll find someone I trust and they can shoot me in the head.
Can that someone be me?
I mean, if you really want.
Can I put you down like a dog?
No. Actually, no, not shoot in the head. Viking funeral.
Like horse with a broken leg.
No, Viking funeral. You know, Viking funeral?
You're dead before you get put in a Viking funeral.
What?
Yeah, you're not alive when they set the boat on fire. You're dead already.
No, I know that. Okay, I misheard what you said. I misunderstood that.
So I shoot you in the head and then I give you a Viking funeral.
Yeah, but within the same, like, 4 minutes. Like, it's back to back.
Like, I just can't keep your body for, like, a couple weeks?
No.
There's just a thing in the closet?
Yeah, you can't do that.
There's a skin suit.
Wait, why can't they be... Oh, because they wouldn't die. Wouldn't the fire kill you before you get in the water?
You'd just be burning to death.
Yeah.
That would be horrendous.
I mean, there's worse ways to die.
The Viking funeral is supposed to be about honor.
Okay, right.
And it's just you burning and screaming.
You want to be a shit way to...
That doesn't sound like a nice way to die.
No, it doesn't.
And they set people on fire.
Like, they do. You know, a bad way to die is like a nuclear exposure. Because like you melt and like your body melts, but you're still conscious throughout a lot of it.
Mm.
And like you could like push your tongue through the roof of your mouth and like mix your brain around and still like feel it in the nuclear explosion death. It's one of the worst ways to die.
That made me uncomfortable. That's like, I hate that.
What, the idea of it?
Yeah.
Of being a Jell-O man?
Yeah.
You could be like the Kool-Aid man. You know about the Kool-Aid man?
Yeah, but my tongue's in my brain.
And then he runs through walls. Is that what the Kool-Aid man does? He runs through the wall, right?
I think so.
And he doesn't break. Even though he's a fucking... Even though he's a glass jug of a man. Goodness.
I've got the Black Death.
I think I'm going to a school tomorrow.
No, oh, you're allowed to?
Yeah. What?
Zinger.
We're doing the cameras.
I thought you already went to a school.
No.
Oh.
Well, I just told it was happening this week and that I can go, so I assume it's tomorrow.
Okay,
because tomorrow's my last day there for this week. And then I'm going to buy running shoes, and then I'm going to buy protein from the dealer, Mile.
Yep.
And then I'm going to run around. And I'm going to be in pain. And then I'm going to go to Oztag and watch the boys lose. Yippee. He's a fuck.
I'm fucking dying.
Do you have an album of the week this week?
Oh, yeah. Let me look.
This has been a laid-back episode.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing the energy like normal.
Unless
I'm being all like, more Gundawal Laden. That's the only way I can muster up the withal. Jesus Christ.
I'm perishing, man.
No, I can see that.
I'm like crying. What is my album of the week?
Oh, and apparently it's insane that I haven't watched Crazy Rich Asians.
Probably Call Me If You Get Lost, I think.
Banger album.
Has been what I've been listening to most consistently.
What's your favourite song?
The Estate, well, no, I'm in the Estate Sale version.
Right.
Sorry, Not Sorry.
Invalid.
I do really like that. Also really like the music video for that song.
That is really, yeah, that's true, actually. I've been listening to a lot this week. I would say, for me, it's No Hands. No Hands by Joey Valance and Bray.
Yeah.
My favorite song would be Okay. Okay!
Okay.
Such a good album. Such a vibe. It's so unique. It's like Beastie Boys. Julian likes it. He said it was like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, okay.
But they're like rap, modern day, and they're funny. And their other album is good too. Punk Tactics.
Punk Tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Rap Snitch Knishes.
Yeah?
I just thought, I don't know, that was just on my mind.
Made my day when my homie from work, I was playing MF Doom, and he's like, yo, this guy slaps. I've been listening to his stuff. This guy's the goat. And I was like, fuck yeah, man.
He is very good.
Taken away too soon, bruv.
Oh, God.
Is this going to be a short episode?
I think it might be.
Alright, guys, I'm sorry that we were asleep this week.
Yeah.
You can blame the weather.
That, I'm dying. I might even not be here next week. I could be in the ground.
Bruh. And then we can Viking funeral you.
Okay. I'll give permission.
Alright.
It's recorded.
And then if I miss the arrow, I go on the boat too. And then if Ben misses the arrow, he goes on the boat
ben
too.
Ben is missing the arrow.
And then for every one of the boys who misses the arrow, they have to go on the boat.
And get burnt with me.
And get burnt. But there's a chance they live.
I'll be like a pharaoh with all my wives.
Oh, yeah?
Being put in the pyramid.
Like King Tutankhamun.
With my five wives.
Was he a child?
I think he was pretty young.
King Tutankhamun. How do you fucking say? I think
Tutankhamun.
I got it. Tutankhamun. That sounds too simple. That sounds too easy. But I guess that's correct.
There we go.
Scodmorinen. Scodmelinen. He was a child, right? And he had a fucked up, discombobulated, misfigured face, right?
Well, he had a club foot.
He had spaghetti legs.
It was like he was inbred.
That's beast mode shit. True Isn't beaters. It? Yeah.
He died at age 18 or 19.
Damn, bro. I've outlived him. I'm yet to outlive Jesus. How old is Jesus? 31?
I've got no idea.
Alright, well,
anyway. I think something like that.
We'll see you next week.
30s. He would have been in the 30s. Bro would be Carpenter.
Yeah, okay. See you next week. Sorry about the energy on this one. You're good. Bye.